Okay, any question?
No.
Means what? Means you know everything, right? Means you are just the point and you remember, you understand, and you have all the knowledge in last three books. So we started with the fourth one. What was the fourth one about? This is something you should remember. Please, okay. This is about unity. That is my guess. It's not written here. But what was the subject he brought out right at front? To me, it looked a very mature way of making another story. So you remember the first story we told you and understand that you shouldn't mix it up. Do you remember the first step? First paragraph, book one, was about what? Was about you people who started to understand the glow. You found the handmaiden somehow, and you give everything to it. Right? And over there we explained to you that, remember, doing something outside, of course, that's your duty, that's your role, that's why you are here. But you are not correcting outside. You are in touch with inside and the problem in you. This is a great problem for humanity, we understand it, all of us. We see that the level of humanity is not at the level of our expectation, is it? So, what should we understand from that? We should understand that everybody is responsible for his own spirit. If everybody corrects the animal stuff which is lingering around, we'll be human beings. We could. We cannot now. Why? Because the majority, they believe in what they believe. They believe in their brain. They think that whatever they understand is correct because they understand it. This was book one. In book two, he said, this fellow, I told you, is your ego. The only enemy you have. And it's inside. Inside all of us. We are living with our animal machine, right? He said, you should fight this. This is what this knowledge is all about. Third book, he said, oh, you should understand a lot of the stuff to be ready to go back to your innocence. Book four, again, like book one. Remember, we told you, book three was explaining you should do this, you should do this, you should do this, you should do this. And at the end of it, he talked about something else. Do you remember? Oh, please. At the end of book three, he said, okay, but let me tell you, whatever you do, the success is not yours. He is calling. The lover will do all the attractions. Remember this. Do you remember the first thing we said? I am responsible and I have no credit, because when I succeed, it made so a lot of other stuff work together, then I was lucky I succeeded. This is the attitude. Beginning of this, he said, put this attitude aside, you haven't yet. You are like a fellow who is running from the police, will fall in the garden of the beloved. This means what? This means getting lucky. This means all we explained to you, that actually you're not doing it. Here, look at us. What are we doing? What are the teachers of this path doing? telling you what not to do, right? Warning you. That's what we do all. This is, yes, somehow we want you to be frightened, to run. Then you will be lucky, you will fall there. But even falling there will not change you automatically. What would you do when you fall in the garden of beloved? He said, you, with your brain? Aha! Now you know that you got lucky. And you should remember to appreciate that fellow who was warning you. All the teachers who were doing this, these are the police people. Okay, they are following you. When you arrived in a place, you should understand that this is a gift given to you. You shouldn't raise your expectations, but your brain normally will do. Will do what? First, you want to have the beloved. You forgot that we belong to beloved. Beloved doesn't belong to me. Then, you want to enjoy it. Because you're you. Your ego is there. Then the beloved tries to teach you again. Will tell you that, hey, you silly, what are you doing? What would you do? Argument. You will bring in so many different stuff, like the story of the woman who was cheating and were trying to cover up. Covering up. You want to cover up yourself where? In a place that somebody is seeing you, your depth of existence, your essence, your soul, everything. That's what beloved is all about, isn't it? But even there, you try to cheat. Then, when your cheating is out, you say, I was trying to examine you to see how you react. You said, remember the first thing here, no examination. You know why? We told you before. In book 3, we were talking about this, that you should arrive here with no doubt. Here, he talked about a kind of feeling. Do you remember? He said all these feelings will touch each other, will improve each other, and you should forget all the animal stuff you're carrying. You should be a different person here. You should change. What is your problem that you should be changed? Your ego, your brain, your knowledge, there was this Jewish fellow here, remember? It was Jehud again. Means the fellow who wants to try all the effort. A very good animal doer. This is what it is. He said, this is not how it works. Now, today, we're going to hear another story about it. This is a very critical point to understand. One of the critical points to understand in this path is to pay attention to the bizarre situation we have to make in our stories. Do you remember I told you? We make stories. And we all share the stories. You will see it. Bizarre how in common is our stories, because only with these stories it could be explained. This is how you could explain something for a child, right? Okay, in our stories there are always the tricks. Do you remember the trick of the tongue of the Moses? For just nothing, just like a soap opera that, okay, Pharaoh was suspicious and he asked to bring some fire and some jewels and said, okay, let's see what the child do. What kind of test is that? What will a child do? What? If you do that test, no way that the child will touch the fire. Because it's hot. Even when approaching it, it's hot. But the jewels are much, much better. But over there, no, the Gabriel shouldn't let it, and he will get it up, put it in the mouth. Have you ever tried to do that? Just touching it, you will do well. Not you. You will not do it. The instinct of the animal in your hand is doing it. Reflection. You cannot take it up and put it in your mouth. Well, let it go. This is just a story. Okay, the Gabriel has some gloves and blah, blah. Why? You should pay attention why we are saying this. Because we are avoiding all the conversations of Moses to say, I. Do you remember? His brother should accompany him and say, we. This is a point, right? Here we have another point. And this is not the first one you will see. This is when the David wants to do something good. How do you like the story? When he wants to make something good, the best is building a mosque. Do you remember? Building that place that you go and you become humble, right? At the beginning we talked about it, right? David wants to do it and God will say, you cannot. Your child will make it, but you know. See? Why not? Because you killed someone. Even when you're a prophet, when you killed someone, you have to pay for it. There are payments for the past. You who wants to be the good fellow in the future, you know that you have done a lot of wrong stuff, right? You should know that there are prices to pay. Understand your limit. Why is he saying this? Let's read it first. Volunteer? No volunteer. Well, you're forced to.
81?
Yes, please. Story 387. That's what you have.
Preacher, who at the beginning of every exhortation used to pray for the unjust and hard-hearted and irreligious.
So you remember that. This is what happens. When somebody is punishing you, what's your reaction? Somebody is punishing you. How do you react? You hate that fellow, you want to change everything. First, if that fellow is helping you, you should be grateful. Because that's what it is all about. How do we change? When somebody will show me the bad stuff, I understand that stuff is bad, so I will not do it, right? Okay, somebody for the first time showed me the bad stuff. I'm thankful. Because I learned. But normally you don't think like that, right? Here, listen to the guy. Yes?
A certain preacher, whenever he mounted the pulpit, would begin to pray for the highway robbers